Moscow, Russia. Russia has blocked the widely used messaging app WhatsApp, accusing it of violating national laws, and is urging users to switch to a state-backed alternative, Max. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov announced the move, claiming WhatsApp showed reluctance to comply with the norms and letter of Russian law. He promoted Max, a government-supported platform that combines messaging, online services, and payment features, as a replacement. Unlike WhatsApp, Max does not use end-to-end encryption, leaving messages vulnerable to government monitoring. Experts and rights groups warn that the ban is part of a wider clampdown on free speech. Amnesty International condemned the move, stating that, as usual, Russian authorities are resorting to the bluntest instrument in their digital repression toolbox: censorship and obstruction under the guise of protecting people's rights and interests. WhatsApp, owned by U.S. tech giant Meta, said it is doing everything to keep users connected. A spokesperson added that, trying to isolate over 100 million people from private and secure communication is a backward step and can only lead to less safety for people in Russia. Since December, many Russians have relied on virtual private networks, VPNs, to access the app. This is not the first time Russian authorities have restricted foreign messaging platforms. Last year, WhatsApp and Telegram faced limitations on calls after refusing to share user data with authorities in cases involving fraud and terrorism. Earlier this week, state regulator Roskomnadzor announced plans to impose new restrictions on Telegram, a platform widely used by Russian troops in Ukraine. The WhatsApp ban forms part of a broader crackdown on social media and digital services. Russia has already blocked Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram and imposed restrictions on YouTube and Apple's FaceTime, intensifying the government's control over the online space.